And are just you? What enjoy the show.
Well, it is this time of the morning mm-hmm. that we speak with our community partners. It's YMCA Barry Harrison and Jackie Taylor. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
I'm not happy.
Hang on, I'm just going to get comfortable in my recliner. Okay, fire
away. I am just not happy. All right, it's not been a good probably 12 to 18 hours.
Okay.
Started last night when I was on Facebook and saw some stupid post from Extra Butter about some Valentunes.
Yes,
now,
yes.
You know how bad memories, you block it out? I blocked that out and forgot about it, all right?
Okay.
Then, you know, I do the right thing and I'm driving in from the other side of the city.
Yes.
And I grab 3 SER, you know, 97.7, as soon as I can, listening. And normally I sit back or drive focused. Of course, Jackie, I'm focused on the road, listening to some good music.
Right.
Some great music.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As you would.
Absolutely, Daz. Absolutely. This morning. What? I don't know what to call this drivel, this stuff, this. It's polluted my ears.
Good morning to Jackie Taylor.
I'm loving it.
Great to have you. How are you enjoying the music?
Do you want to turn those
And then I get in here, right? I've been away for a week.
Yep.
And my trusty sidekick, Jack, comes in. Jackie Taylor, wonderful YMCA person. And I come in and she sits down in my seat. So I'm in the guest seat today. So,
snooze you lose, Barry.
I tell you what, this is not. I'm not happy.
Someone send coffee, please.
I can feel it. I can feel the tension. Baz's right beside me.
Right now, you and I are getting along like a house on fire. This is great.
No, don't involve me and your team. I hear where Baz is coming from.
Yeah, so Daz, I can tell that. I've felt your pain through the radio this morning.
I sang all the way here.
So, Jackie, I can let you know, coming up before 9 o'clock this morning, Jackie, for our Valentine's Day, we've got Foreigner, Bad English, Heart, Van Halen, Ann Wilson and Barbara Streisand all coming up.
I will be playing loud and clear at my house when I get home.
Fantastic. Barry, it's great to have you in the studio.
Thanks for coming. See you later. hence the guest seat, Barry.
Look, it's just wonderful to be here. I'm having such a fun time.
Daz, I need you to get this back on track. We need to save our guests, please.
I was waiting for the Kenny Rogers thing.
That's too painful.
Kenny
Rogers.
Yes.
Great.
Because there was a reference.
You could play. We could hang around.
Did you not hear that? Did you not hear that part on the radio? That's what I thought you were fuming about. Oh, we're going to move
that's
on.
That's what I heard. Daz. You know, I talked about bad memories.
Right,
I have never caused so much controversy in my life, and I'm absolutely loving it.
Let's move on then.
Sure.
Water safety.
I was having fun.
Big issue right now, isn't it, water safety?
Look, apparently, actually, water safety is a big issue at all times. We haven't had a great summer with water safety, and we're coming into the camping season, Jackie.
Back into the camping season, yep. Yes. I'm sure everyone's settled down. The kids are back at school and everyone's ready to pack up again and head off for the long weekend in March or Easter. So it is time to be aware again of all your rules when you're out camping near the water.
So what are those rules? Don't go in the water?
It's probably not why people camp by the water. Probably think before you get in the water is a really good one.
Right.
A lot of the drowning report shows that a lot of older males are, the stats are increasing for drownings for them.
Is that because they're jumping in after their kids?
No, it's because people are retiring a bit younger and able to get out and about on fishing on the rocks and going out on their own on boats and fishing and people are more active at an older age now, so people are, like, older adults are out swimming in the ocean. I was at Cape Patterson yesterday and there was a lot of people just off. They went for a swim out in the ocean and a lot of them were older adults going out on their own, which makes my heart have a little flutter. But, things like never swim alone, it's really simple stuff. The requirements now are if you're in a boat, you have to have a life jacket on, and they've made those really streamlined.
I was going to say that life jackets today, these days, aren't the same as life jackets used to be years ago, which were big and bulky and really difficult to
wear. And that's why adults didn't wear them on the boats, because they are
restrictive.
Hot. And and if you're trying to fish, they're not great for movement, but they've made these new ones that are quite thin and they go up around your neck and they're more like a suspender, I suppose. I don't know what to call them. Look them up.
But, am I right in saying they almost inflate when you...
They do, yeah. So they're not even... if they... if you fell in with them before they work, they wouldn't. They don't even float. They inflate as you as you fall in.
So I think the important thing to realise, Daz, is that it's not a boat. You sort of think of a speed boat or something like that, but it's kayaks, it's canoes, tinnies. Exactly right. So it is all watercraft, and being aware that things can happen, and you know you can have accidents. And you find yourself in the water, and you might be able to swim, but you might be disorientated. You might hit your head or something like that.
I know that the message for years was water wise, wasn't it? Just be wise about what that water is. Having spent years up in Albury Wodonga, up on and the Murray, obviously runs straight through there, and swimming in the Murray for years, you kind of get a very deep appreciation of just how strong that current is. And you need to be aware of that because anybody can jump in, but it's what it can actually do to you and how far it can take and how you can get caught with whatever's under that water as well. And people just need to have an appreciation of water and be just be careful and think.
And I think it's the people that don't grow up on water that are getting caught on the rivers and the lakes. And like you said, I grew up on the Murray and we were brought up to look for all the dangers. And it was an everyday thing and you don't think about it. But then a lot of people travel from Melbourne. They haven't been there before and they don't realise what's under that top layer of water. And sometimes if the river's in flood, it's really moving, really hiking, and you really don't see what's underneath.
Where are the most popular camping places now? Where are people in Melbourne heading off to camp?
To the rivers and beaches.
All right, so just more heading north?
There's a lot of the lakes that are getting more and more popular. Some of them are dry every now and then, but, there's people heading to the water, out of Melbourne to the water.
I think the thing with water too, and inland water especially, with the rivers is, you might think you know the river, you might think you know what's there, but it's constantly changing. And so a simple thing like there might be, you might dive in and you've dived there for years and years, but all of a sudden there's a big branch there because the current's dragged it down there. And so it's a matter of checking that out first and making sure you know the local conditions. And in fact, I'd be reluctant to dive into any river, but...
Yeah. If I can't see in the water, I'm not diving.
Exactly
but
right.
A lot of people even, like you say, go to the river, but they go year after year after year, and it can change from when you were there last year to when you go this year.
Well, it can change from day to day.
Correct.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I remember growing up learning water safety. It was just kind of something that I lived at the time, and rivers, lakes, things like that. I was always taught to check the depth before you jump in as well, because you can, not only drown, but you can actually really seriously damage yourself and hurt yourself. If you jump in, you think it's deeper and it's actually not. You can do some serious damage.
Well, even the piers around the beaches, a lot of the kids like to jump off the piers on the weekends, and you can go in the morning and you can jump off a pier and then you go and have lunch and you come back and the tide's gone out. And there have been many cases where people have jumped off or dived off and the water has receded much too far.
What about the ocean or the bay? What do we need to look for there when we're going for a swim?
One of the biggest thing in local to Melbourne, I guess everywhere, even when you're camping, is alcohol. You take a few more risks when you've... We're all nodding. You take a few more risks when you've had a few drinks and do things that you probably wouldn't do if you hadn't had a few drinks. So look after your mates. And if you've had too many, just don't go in. Wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, I might mention on Saturday, went up to the gym over here at Race and just had a bit of a workout. Just sort of felt like I needed to. I'd been a little bit slack through the week before just with work and it was kind of busy, but very, very busy over the centre over here on Saturday. But there was a couple of guys that decided to ignore the rules of diving in, a couple of older guys that should have known better. And I must say, the lifeguards that were on duty right then were very quick to act and point out that it's safety. It's a safety concern. They didn't like it, these guys. It was almost time. I thought, well, I had a great view from the treadmill. And I thought, boy, these guys are going to get asked to leave. They didn't, and they saw common sense. But they were there with kids as well. I mean, it's about setting examples as well. As adults, we need to set the right examples, especially when the signs are very obvious. So well done to the staff over here at Race, and no doubt for all the centres exactly the same. Trained very well to make sure safety is paramount.
Look, that's great. And from my perspective, it's great to hear that our lifeguards are on top of that.
Yep.
Because in a pool doesn't have the same depth, especially the 50 metres, from one end to the other. And people see people diving in the deep end, and they might be squad kids or whatever. So they think they can do that anywhere. And look, you know, down at the shallow end, even if you're a good diver, they can just go awry. So, yeah, good on them, and I'm rapt that they did that.
Thank you so much, Barry. Sorry, I'm just pointing over at Daz here. Mm. I was going to say thank you, as always, for you guys. It's time to move on. I want to also just add as well, those bikes that Daz has been on that I haven't been on yet, I need to come down this week and try them out because everyone's talking about them. Mm. I haven't had a chance to get on the bike. Daz, what is the one that you recommend?
I reckon for you, you should be horse riding. You should be lassoing those bad hombres coming down the main street.
Do you reckon?
Of,
is that what we're going to do?
El Dorado.
That's what we're going to do. Okay. As always, it's been a pleasure. Barry, Jackie, thank you so much.
Thanks you.
For having I'm going to try and redeem myself with a bit of Van Halen. Is that all right with you, Baz?
Cindy, you've got a lot of redeeming to do.
Jackie?
All the love I can get this morning. Thank you so much.
Barbara Streisand coming up soon.
That'd be great.
It is Extra Butter. Cindy and Daz on your Monday morning. It is 18 minutes past 7.